You're listening to Treasuring Mothers with your host, Jenny Baxter.
Today on the line, I've got my friend Lisa McKinnon-Smith, who we've had a chat to a couple of times, and I just want to return to one of the things that she said in her first interview with us when she mentioned she's got two kids that she had in her 30s, and then she added another one. But she didn't explain much about that. Lisa, how are you today?
I'm great. Good. You've got a bit of curiosity.
I have got. It's the FOMO happening, fear of missing out. I'm not quite sure what else was going on with that little comment that's been going around in my head. Lisa, what happened? You had two kids and suddenly you added another one?
Yes. What was going on there? 8 years later, after two children, we added a 16-year-old girl.
Goodness
from another country.
Well, how
just
did
to
that
make
happen?
Life exciting.
Did you know anything about this before it happened?
Oh, look, this is a long story, but I think just for the moment we should just talk about what it's like to bring a young adult into a family with a couple of little children. Mm. So I had a 6-year-old, a 4-year-old, and suddenly a 16-year-old was joining in as well. And I had no biological connection to this beautiful young girl, but I had a heart for her. So it was really interesting just trying to recognize that love doesn't divide, it multiplies. And that was a huge thing for me to glean, that when you're going to add someone else into your world, you know, and sometimes it's for people that are mentoring people or helping, you know, it's one of your children's friends. You do have capacity to be able to love more than just your children. And that when you love someone else, there seems to be this capacity for love to multiply. So your own children don't miss out just because you're also adding love. And I'm sure every parent that's got more than two children knows that, because there seems to be a fresh new measure, and you should know that, Jen, better than most.
Well, that's right. I've got five children, but I remember my father-in-law saying when my youngest was born, he was saying, I've got 9 grandchildren, because there are other grandchildren mix. How on earth am I going to have enough love for a 10th one? I don't understand, God, what's going on here? And then as soon as Hillary was born, he was saying, oh, I've got room for her as well. How did that happen? And it was a real big wake-up call for him too, just think, how could we have had life without her? So yes. I think it's a similar sort of thing, isn't it?
It is, and I think that often happens with parents that have a third child that's just, you know, added on, comes later, that they think they've got their little perfect life organised, but there's a bigger plan and there's another life that's meant to be loved and influenced and nurtured. And so I think that what came for me is that God knew deep inside of me that I had this secret desire that I hadn't ever voiced, that I always really wanted 3 children, but I had only had 2. Okay. And that even though this child came later into my life, I really did have the capacity to be able to open my heart and love her. And I'm still loving her. She's gorgeous. She's now married with 2 little ones of her own. And look, if I had said no to this opportunity to include this third child, I would have missed out on all the wonderful multiplication of love that has taken place. And now, of course, I moved home with my husband closer to our eldest daughter so that we could be closer to their grandchildren as well. See the things that we do?
Yeah, that's right. It's really interesting, isn't it? And I suppose, I mean, you're talking about if this is a really unusual situation of suddenly realizing you've got a 16-year-old in your family.
Yeah.
But it's the same holds true, as you were saying, of unexpected pregnancies. And sometimes you might end up with foster children or relatives' children that you weren't expecting because of some other disaster. And you're right, there is enough room for love for those extras.
Yes, and I think that we have to be very careful about the way we talk about it and the way other people talk about it. Like, you know, people say, oh, you're doing such a good job, or so kind of you. They want to praise you, but you really need to come back with responses like, no, this is my privilege. This is my joy, my opportunity to expand my family. Don't ever allow yourself to be the martyr. There's an extra child. Mm-hmm. And I think that's very much if there's been something really difficult happen in the broader family and you've got one of your brothers or sisters' children, or you've ended up with a foster child. I do think that when I talk to people that have fostered a lot of children, that they have this wonderful attitude of, it is my privilege to love and influence this human being while they are in my presence and in my care. And we could all deal with that attitude, I think.
Oh, I think so. And I've heard so many stories of people who felt like they've grown into adults, but they always knew they were the extra or the added one. Or, I mean, it's a Cinderella story, really, isn't it? That's what happened to her. She didn't feel included as part of the normal family. And so it was a really tough time for her.
Yes, and here's a really good lesson with all the exchange students that take place and you go and live, you know, in another country with another family, is that some people come away from that experience saying, hey, I've now got another family in another country. And some come away with a terrible experience. Mm. And what I've learned from watching my own children partake in different sponsoring arrangements, that it's so important to belong, you need to allow people to be a part of the family routine. You need to ensure that they have a role to play, jobs to do, things that make the family run. I mean, a big part of belonging is not having everything done for you. It's actually feel like you're part of the rhythm and pattern of the life of that family. And that doesn't matter whether you stay for 3 months or for 13 years. That belonging is something that you do, and it's something that you practice, helping people to belong in your world. Because we say, you know, kids say that I'm the black sheep of the family, and they're biologically a part of the family just as much as anyone else, but they don't feel like it. So that's a really important skill, I think, as mothers, that we learn to truly make sure that everyone feels like they belong. We need to figure out what each person needs.
Yes, and I think that's an important thing to remember, isn't it? As mothers, we are the ones who hold that family culture, and we exhibit that to the others in the family. So if we are doing it, then that's more likely to impact on how the others in the family do it. So, yeah, it's a good thing to think about.
Yes, and it also allows everyone else to be inclusive if you just naturally include people. And also just find out what they need. Like, you know, some kids need touch. You know, I love the five love languages. Mm. Some kids need the encouraging words. Some kids actually need for you to buy them pizza. You know, like love is a little expressed a little bit different. That's what feels special for them. And I think it's well worthwhile investing the time to find out what makes each person feel valued and really a great sense of belonging. It just means we've got to work a little harder.
Yeah, that's right. And as we were saying at the start, it all comes back to that understanding that you're being inclusive in your love and understanding and showing that to that particular child, as you obviously did when you suddenly ended up with a 16-year-old in your family.
Yes.
So, Lisa, it's been great to speak with you today and talk through some of this angst that we sometimes end up in when we've got extra people in our families, especially if they're unexpected. So, yeah, it's got me thinking about how love does multiply. I hope it's got our listeners thinking too. So thanks so much for joining us today. It's been great to have you on the show.
Thanks, Jen.
Okay, bye.
And my guest on Treasuring Mothers today was Lisa McInnes-Smith, who is an internationally renowned motivational speaker and all-round good woman. Well, that's it for Treasuring Mothers today. Thanks for joining me, and I'll look forward to catching up with you again sometime soon. This is Jenny Baxter saying goodbye for now.
Thanks for listening to Treasuring Mothers. Be sure to visit treasuringmothers.com to join the conversation, access show notes, and discover our fantastic bonus content.